All right, here we go. We are at the World Pork Expo, speaking with Neil Dirks, who is a CEO, is that correct, Neil?
That's correct.
Of the National Pork Producers Council, and we're looking at a miracle afternoon right now, the second day of Pork Expo. Been raining all day. We just before the band came on, the sun came out, and the pigs are about to come out here, and Neil, how's the expo been this year?
Expo's been excellent. We haven't heard numbers yet from yesterday, but we won't be surprised if it's not the best first day we've had for many, many years. Even though it was 94 degrees and about 97% humidity, but we had a great crowd. And again, as you said, the skies have now parted, right above us anyway, and it's not raining, so things are going pretty well. And we still had a good crowd today.
Yeah. And what has the mood of the industry been here at the expo this year?
Well, I would say reasonably pleased with where things are at the moment. Some consternation, concern about what's ahead of us. Part of that comes to the fact that, you know, traditionally we have more animals going to market in the fall. Our prices decline a little bit. And then the other half of that equation is what are costs going to be. And there's a lot of concern with the input cost right now.
Right. And when we had the press conference first day, we talked about a couple of big issues facing them. Feed availability was one of them, and also trade. And you had the ambassador from Korea here as well today to really hammer that home. That really, he said time's running out to get that trade agreement approved, the one for Korea as well as Colombia and Panama. Why is this so important for pork producers?
Well, I mean, totally, those three trade agreements are estimated by Dermot Hayes at Iowa State to be worth at least $11 per animal when fully implemented, that we don't get now. And that's obviously opportunity. And as I just said, I mean, our costs are such that we need to find markets and profitable markets. Korea is the big deal. You know, it's over $10 per head when fully implemented. And unfortunately, as the ambassador told everybody, you've got a Chilean free trade agreement that they're already undercutting the duties we're paying. There's discussion now with the Canada-Korea free trade agreement, and there is already a European Union free trade agreement that if we're not careful, we're going to eventually lose that market. We don't get this thing done.
And we're also talking about regulations. Every time you turn around, they're trying to regulate something different, and GIPS is probably the biggest concern right now. I don't know when that's going to happen, but what are the pork producers doing about that right now?
Well, there's a couple things, obviously, and as you know, we've just talked the three major issues that we're focused on: feed availability, trade, and then of course this issue with GIPSA. There was a proposed rule. There were over 60,000 comments about the rule. Over 16,000 of them came from the pork industry saying, slow down, wait a second here. This goes further than was anticipated or was actually approved in the last Farm Bill. But more importantly, it sends signals and creates an atmosphere that really changes the structure of this business. So where it's at right now is that the USDA is reviewing those comments. There is an economic analysis being redone, looking at that, and a lot of people are anxiously waiting to see what happens. Hopefully we'll see whatever happens. We'll stick to what was in the 2008 Farm Bill everybody agreed to, and we'll go forward, and we won't have disruption. Otherwise, we've got real challenges in the pork industry because it will change the way business is done.
But overall, things are looking relatively good, I guess, compared to a couple of years ago, I guess.
All that being said, the sun is out. And as I said, people are a bit cautious. I know this morning Steve Meyer was telling folks that he was talking about there has been some return of equity. And I put it forth, I think we're almost reliving a year ago. And that is, I remember we had an analyst at the end of the year say, well, the bad news is you're going to lose money this fall, but the good news is it won't be as much as you made in the first part of the year. And I think everybody's waiting to see if that'll be the case again. It is possible, looking on the futures markets, to put some to do some risk management and to get a little profitability. Our hope with it is we get these free trade agreements done. I hope we're going to do well and prosper and help rural communities.
All right. Thank you very much. Neil Dirks here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.